We do want to welcome you once again, and on behalf of Buddy and Bruce and Thomas and
Tanya,
no,
Alan,
and all of our spouses, we just want to thank you for coming. We want to welcome you. We're so excited. And I know a lot of you know Buddy, but I just want to give you a little background of the ministry. For 12 years, like Buddy talked about, you know, I thought of, he asked me to say something about the ministry, and I thought, okay, yeah. But then I thought of the scripture in Zechariah that people should not think that small beginnings are unimportant. Because I know when Buddy, you know, when he got saved in 1995 from a Bible track on Halloween, I don't think ever in his wildest dreams would he have imagined that he would be here today doing what he's doing right now. You know, that a man on his deathbed would speak a word over his life and tell him, you know, God's going to use you. Don't put down that guitar. God's going to use you. You know, Buddy's thinking, okay, I'm going to be the music man. Yeah, I can do that. You know, but God had bigger plans. He was ordained as an evangelist in 2002. I know that seems hard for you to believe that he's ordained an evangelist. Nah. You know, but because God has anointed him to share the gospel with the lost, and he has gifted him to do that. But looking back, it seemed kind of small, but God was teaching and nurturing Buddy in his faith and also growing a ministry team that would allow him to do the things that God had called for him to do, because it's kind of hard to do them by yourself.
Amen.
You know, I know you think, oh, I'll do this, but it's impossible when there's just one of you. So with his family and with the ministry team that God has put in place, God is moving us in that direction. Like I said, you know, just those small beginnings. But just like David was appointed king, and he was anointed and appointed to be king, it didn't actually transpire for years and years down the road. And that's what I thought about with the ministry. You know, he knew what God called for him to do, but it just wasn't happening right away. And like I said, you know, he was preparing the ministry team for his ultimate plan. And I know as we realize, as we've grown in the ministry, that we realize that the only thing that can transform a life is the Word of God. You know, we can sing and we can praise the Lord, which is awesome, and he deserves all of that. Only the Word is going to change your life. It's the only thing that can change my life. It is the only thing that has changed my life. So today is a new day. And like I told Buddy the other day, I said, it's just begun. God has just begun what's going to happen in the ministry, because it's by him and it's for him and it's all about him. So I'd like to pray, and then I know Buddy has an awesome word to share with you today. Lord Jesus, we thank you for each one here. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would open up our hearts, that they would be pliable and they would be moldable. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would hide Buddy behind the cross, and that Christ is displayed, that his words pour forth from Buddy's lips. God, that every ear is attentive, that every heart is open. And Father, I just pray a blessing over each one here, that they know how much you love them and how much you desire an intimate relationship with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Can we move that mic stand back just a little bit? Oh, look out. I got control of the clicker, man. That's good stuff. Well, I didn't know what she was going to say, but that was real nice. Nice. I'm glad I got that recorded somewhere. I'd play that back sometime. Everybody doing good so far, gang? Are you glad you came today? Because I know we are. I know we are. And I tell you what, I had really been spending some time with the Lord and just say, Lord, what are we going to share? Can y'all hear me okay? Is that all right? And you know, just like Tanya said, our life are transformed by the power of God. God's in the transforming business. And so the title of our message today is Transform. If you guys want to take some notes, I'm going to encourage you to always bring your Bible when you come, because we're always going to go to God's Word. Amen? So I tell you what, I cannot pray enough. So I'm going to pray again. Father, I do thank you for all you do. And Father, I just thank you. It's just overwhelming to have the privilege. But Lord, we understand there's a responsibility. So Lord, just give us ears to hear. Lord, Holy Spirit, work through us today in every aspect, that you're glorified and people see Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to talk a little bit today about transform. You know, Tanya was talking about my life being transformed. Each and every one that comes into an encounter with God has an opportunity to be transformed by the Word of God. Amen. Because he won't leave you where you're at. He loves you too much to keep you there. So when we say transformed, what do we think? You know, a lot of times people think, oh, a makeover. You see things on TV. I got a buddy of mine doing a little bit of redoing and remodeling. But when God does some transforming, God makes it new. and God makes it right. And so what I want to tell you today is, if you feel like you've ever gotten off on the wrong foot, you're in the right place, because God's in the transforming business, all right? And I believe today, guys, that lives are going to be changed by the power of God's love through the truth of His Word and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I tell you what, we always go to God's Word. What does God say about this? In 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, I want y'all to hang on to that in Christ, because that's going to be part of the puzzle today, all right? Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. So when we come to a saving understanding of Jesus Christ, understand what He saved us from and called us to, let me tell you, your life starts becoming transformed, because we come into that relationship with Jesus Christ, all right? So we no longer have to live under yesterday's condemnation, all right? We can start living from a new place, a place of grace, a place of mercy, and a place of acceptance and forgiveness. Now, that's a real good place to say amen regardless. Yes, there you go. Man, I tell you what, I miss Isabel. There's a friend of ours, she'd be like, go get him, you know?
Go boy.
She'd be saying go boy. And you know, I tell you something I always say, because we love to enjoy ourselves when we're sharing the message and doing things. Never, ever think when we're cutting up that we don't take it serious, but I'm going to tell you what, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we're not in bondage anymore when we come to a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. He set us free, amen? Not to do anything we want, but to live for Him, right? And that's what we're going to be talking about right here, right now. So we said, you know what? When we become a new creature in Christ, when we receive Jesus Christ's forgiveness, we stop living under that condemnation, and we start living and walking from a new place, a place of grace. And see, that's the whole idea about what we're doing here. So many times, I witness every day I can. I'm going to tell you a short story. Yesterday, went to Costco. Everywhere is a time to share some Jesus. So I went over to the phone thing. I love gadgets. Everybody knows I love gadgets. And I started talking to some folks there, and they were telling me how, you know, well, you still got so much time on your contract, you know, you can't get out of that contract. And I said, well, that's cool. I'm just looking around. And when I started to walk off, though, this is so cool, God will use anything. When I started to walk off, the guys start singing a little bit. I just stopped like that. I said, hey, man, you like singing? Doorway. Share some Jesus. He goes, yeah, man. I said, well, I do a little music myself. Love praising the Lord. And that other lady said, I thought you did. I could just tell, I thought you did. And I said, yeah. I said, all right. So we just stop. I'm in Costco, man, and they're in the little booth, and they can't get out. I'm thinking, Jesus time. You know what I mean? This is good stuff, because they're going, you know, back and forth like that. So I start sharing, and sometimes we use a couple of little object lessons, and I start talking to a lady, and one of the questions I ask all the time, if you die today, do you know for sure you go to heaven? And I usually get this, and I'm probably jumping ahead, but I'm just sharing the story. This is a real life. This is like less than 24 hours old, okay? And I start sharing with them how Jesus died on the cross for the sin, and our sin separates us from God, and we need to receive that. Well, the one lady said, who just told me, well, I'm a good person. Then she said, oh, I did that. I said, well, that's great, because that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to start living for Him. And the other guy that was singing going, like, he's going, what'd you say? Because it made sense. See, when we took the time to break it down and tell them that our sin separates us from a holy God, it makes sense, don't it? It makes sense. Because you know what? When I left there, this was so cool. Two of them gave their life to the Lord. The other one recommitted their life to the Lord. And I called Verizon, and they wavered my thing, and I got a new phone. Praise God. Is that awesome, man? I'm telling you. I'm thinking, yeah. And Denise is calling me. Where are you at? Where are you at? And, you know, and I'm going. And now she's in the car, and I'm going, wait. I got to have my ticket to get back in, you know. So I'm running all around. But, I mean, that's how God will work in everyday things. That's not even on the slide. That's for free. Mm-hmm. So, talking about God's love, God's love will catch you in Costco. God's love will catch you right here. You know what I mean? And that's what we're going to talk about, God's love. Now, God's love is a whole lot different than the world's love, right? Well, kick right on through this. If we want to see how God defines love, we need to go to God's Word. And that's one thing we got to settle in our heart, right? That God's Word is the final authority, the inspired Word of God. God said it, I believe it. That's the deal. All right? So that's what you're going to hear when you come hang out with us. We're going to be preaching for God's word. Also, if we want to get a good picture of God, guess what? We need to look to get an accurate picture on God. We got to look at Jesus. He's the perfect picture of God. But let's see what God says about love. All right? Very different than the world. We're going to do a little comparison. All right? 1 Corinthians 13, if you don't have that written down somewhere, write it down. Apply it to your life and help your wife with that, and she will be glad to help you with it. My wife's going, amen. Amen. That's right. We have a good time. Check this out. Now, this is what God's word says. Love. This is how he defines it. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And I love this. This is the message today. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for you. And that's the thing that I hope we take away from here today, is understand, when I share Christ with people and just love on them in the Lord and throughout the community or wherever we're at, they think God's out to get them. He's not out to get you. He's out to love on you, all right? But we got a little problem in the midst of that we're going to talk about, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but think about it. I want you to know that God's love. That's what we want to take away from here. So we're going to take a little, if you guys just give me a little bit of break in the action here to share a couple of views, all right? We're going to take a look here, the world's view versus God's view. I think we're going to have fun with this, all right? We're going to stay most of the time right here. Now, can everybody see that all right? Good. Both of you said yes. Very good. Good. Sounds good. All right, over here. The world sees your failures. Now, I don't know about where y'all work at, but where I work at, people don't have a problem looking and say, hey, you know, you should have done that. You know, it could be anywhere. What I'm saying is the world always highlights what you can't do. But there's some good news. God always sees your potential. So your takeaway is going to be the right side today, guys, if you ain't figured that out yet. That's going to be the takeaway, all right? God sees your potential. What I want you to know, that you're accepted in Christ. Remember we said in Christ? Not in crisis, but in Christ. All right, let's keep this thing rolling here. The world sees your weakness. It always says what you can't do. But God's here to tell you what you can do. He never calls you to go it alone. And he's going to provide the strength for you to do it. Just like Tanya said, let me tell you, if I thought that I would have the privilege and the responsibility doing what we're doing here today, man, I would be running. This is not what I told David the other day. I was talking to him. I said, Dave, you know, he said, how's things going? I was like, just keep praying. And he goes, what's up? I said, Dave, all I wanted to do was get a hot dog stand and play guitar. He goes, wow. As he says, Chuddy. Wow. Stepping out of the box, ain't you? You know, but you know, that's how God will take small things and move them in to his master plan. So I'm going to tell you what, if you don't think God will use you right where you are, look at me, you know? And he's got a lot more work to do in me. So when I'm saying that, I'm not doing this, I'm doing this. Come on, come on, get in line, let's do it. Let's stand in this thing together, all right? The world says you're worthless. Remember he said, can't do this? And if you don't believe that, if you just watch a little TV, you'll find out real fast. You're too big, you're too short, you're too thin, your hair's too long, it's too short, you ain't got none. Whatever the case is, it starts telling. If you could just fix these things, you'd be accepted. But you know what? When you call on the name of Jesus, you're accepted right then. Totally. Amen. God says you're worth it all. You know, we're building a little theme here, ain't we? He sees your potential. He gives you the strength. He never calls you to go it alone. Thank God. And he says you're worth it all. You're worth so much that he gave his son. Amen? The world wants to control you, just like we said earlier, right? We talked about, well, you're too big, too short, you're too this, you're too that. You think about this. If you don't live in the right neighborhood, or what? I don't know what the right neighborhood is. You know, I figure it's my house, and you figure it's your house, and I think that's great. But you know what? Right here, right now is what we're talking about, and you're in God's house. Because today, that's what we're talking about, being plugged in and doing it for the Lord. God wants to set you free. I said that earlier. You know, sin binds us. You think about all the can'ts you can't do. You know? You know, well, the world says you can't do this, you can't do that, you know? Religion, I want y'all to hear me real close now. Religion will bind you up. Because if we start saying, well, this denomination says this and this, and I'm not backbiting anything like that, I'm just saying, go to God's Word. Go to God's Word and everything's going to be okay. You know, if they say it three times and you say it twice, who cares? I'm talking about are they praising Jesus, and is the centerpiece of everything they do the Word of God and the truth of God and the love of God and Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. It's not that hard. God did the hard part, didn't he? Sent his son. Amen. What else we got on here? Man, the world hates. And if you don't line up with their picture that they're painting for you, man, you're out, man. They'll stiff arm you in a minute. But guess what? The good news is God loves you. So what we want to talk about is God frees us, God loves us, and the purpose that he has for our life. And if you guys just give me a little latitude on this, we're going to spend most of our time here, okay? Because I think this is really something we can grab hold of right here. We talk about God's love, God's love, God's love. I'm going to ask you a question, a little self-examination, all right? How do we share the love of Christ? Tink, heard a pin drop, right? What? No, how do we share the love of Christ? You say, well, buddy, I'm not a preacher. They didn't call me to be. That's good. You know, because you know what? In your business, you can share Jesus. You can show them the love of Christ. Being a teacher, doing whatever, handing somebody a cup of water. I'm going to tell you, don't underestimate what God will do through you if you're obedient to what he's done for you. Amen? So I'm going to take a look at things. We talked about all the things of the world, and we talked about God's view. What are we letting define us? What are we believing? Are we going to believe the good report? We're going to believe the good report? If there's one thing my mother-in-law's taught me, we're going to take the good report, right? Amen. Even in the midst of the storm. Well, you know what? Does unforgiveness bind you? You know what? If we have unforgiveness in our life, something happened over here, something happened over there, what happens, man? We keep holding on to that thing, and it starts growing, and it starts growing, and it starts growing. And then it's this monster. And man, guess what? Not only does it rob you, it robs your family. Because guess what? You're operating on this, you know, you're like 220 going here. And God says, man, I'm about peace. I'm about forgiveness. And I know it's hard, and I know I might not know exactly what each one's going through, but I do know what God's Word says. He says, hey, you know what? I've forgiven you. Pass it on. Pass it on. The next thing I want to look at here, cutting right through, is this. Our words we speak. Our words we speak are powerful. The Bible says that there's power in your tongue of life and death, right? Life and death. So what are we speaking? You ever been around somebody? You know, don't point. Don't, you know, you'd be going like that. You know? And man, they're just negative. Ned, man. I mean, you'd be on the job and you go, man, this is awesome. You know, this is great. We get this for lunch and we're doing this and everything. Yeah, well, you know, that pizza's kind of cold. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't kidding, man. You get over there. Hey, oh, get a new car? A new to you? Get out there to be out there. Hey, such and such got a new truck. He did? Well, we need to go look at that, don't we? They get on out there and they go, that's too tall. Other one said, I thought he was going to get a bigger one. You know what I mean? And so what happens is, if we're not careful, we let that start defining us. And that's what I'm saying is, what are we speaking? How would it look, and we're going to get ready to run a little something here for you guys. How would this look if we really start watching our words? I heard a guy say this one time. He says, you know what? You grab an apple, you squeeze it, you expect apple juice. You get orange, orange juice. Why is it when somebody squeezes a Christian, we get something else? That's just weird, isn't it? You know? Hey, think about that, you know? So our deal is today, let's take a checkup on our heart, and we're going to get this thing going. I think you guys are going to enjoy this. Go ahead, Tim. Thanks.
Complete zapper. Zap away your negativity. Okay. Do not use if you are pregnant, have a heart condition, or wear braces. Guess I'm good to go. To test, hold in front and say something negative. Easy enough. Boy, this weather really stinks. Yikes. Whatever it takes. comfortable. Turn down the intensity a little bit. Let's give this thing a test run. Man, it is freezing out today. Okay, you know what? Stating a fact. Boy, this coffee is terrible. Don't freeze up on me now, you lousy. What's this? A stain? I can't keep one single thing. I know what you mean. That's just how he is, though. He's like, woe is me, my life is so terrible. You gotta be kidding. This is unbelievable. I can't even get it. It's green. Come on, lady. Will you move? Yes, hello. Is this the Complaint Zapper Complaint Center? Yes, I have a suggestion. I think your Complaint Zapper is far too sensitive. As a matter of fact, I think it's a piece of junk, and I want my full... That's it. You're coming off. I'm done with you. Great. Now I'm gonna have this thing on for the rest of my stinking...
That's all, man. Hey, look, y'all get with me if you need one. They're 1995. No, I'm kidding. I just bowed out of the back. I was messing around. Oh, my goodness. That's some good stuff. Man, when we come across that, I said, oh, that's got something there. Mm-mm-mm. While we're getting things together, is everybody having a good time so far? You know, I believe we should be having a good time at church, right? When we come out and do things. And hopefully you guys, while they're doing that, I want to ask you a few things. Make sure you got the schedule of what's going on. What our plan is and our hope is to be able to do this. Can we unplug that? Yeah, thanks, guys. Awesome. Tim, I appreciate all you're doing there. So what we want to do is try to get together once a month. And I want to tell you this. Don't eat just once a month, okay? We need to be feeding on the Word of God all the time, all right? So also, we have some other opportunities. You might have saw it if you come in a little later. We also have some opportunities on Tuesday night at the library where we can grow in our faith and get together on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. And you can download the information on our website at keepthepromise.org. Bible study. What is it? At a Bible study. I'm sorry. Assumed everybody knew it was a Bible study. We've been doing it for about a year. So there's always room for more, all right? Jump back on this thing here. So God loves you, right? And we're going to watch our words, right? Because they have the power of what? Life and death in them. Look at this here. We're going to gain up some speed here. Only got a couple more slides, all right? Not only does God speak the words of life, but God demonstrates life, all right? How does he do that? God demonstrates his love for us in this. God put his love in action through Jesus. That's what it's all about. Check this out here. Romans 5:8, if you don't have that written down somewhere, put that down and go back through it and look at it. I love this verse. It says, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, when I talked to those folks yesterday, they didn't understand that. They still thought it was an arm's length. They had to do something. Be good enough. Got some good news. You can't be good enough. Isn't that cool? And there's only one way. Jesus, all right? And you say, well, you know, I am a pretty good guy. Now, didn't we just, a couple of slides back, we said, man, this is the inspired word of God. We're going to go with God says. All right? God says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Guess what? We got a sin problem. Everybody. I got a mirror. We got a sin problem. That's the way it is. This is what I wanted to get to. More and more people I talk to, if I say, what are you counting on to get to heaven? They'd say, well, I'm a pretty nice guy. And I know I shared that earlier. Well, I do this. And I give this, and I help little old ladies across the street. And that's great, because that should be something that you do out of a heart that's been transformed, right? But that's not what opens the door. What opens the door is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what I'm talking about today. How does God demonstrate his love? Jesus is the greatest expression of God's love. I call them the fruit of forgiveness. Man, everybody likes forgiveness, don't they? We don't want to give it out too much because, man, sometimes I'm going, okay. But when I do forgive somebody, usually when I ask them to forgive me is usually what the deal is. Isn't that lifting? There's something about that God just starts renewing you, you know? And that's powerful. Well, let me tell you what. This right here says it all, the fruit of forgiveness. I'm going to break it down today. I just wanted to have a good launching point. Goes right across right here. Check this out. Many of y'all know this, and we're just going to share it again because it never changes. Don't you know God's word never changes? Just as powerful as it was when he spoke it years and years and years ago, still transforming lives, still saving people, still making a difference today. That's my prayer, that God's making a difference today in your life. Amen? Check this out. For God so loved the world. How about we read that together? That just sounds like a good one to read together, don't it? Ready? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, in him again, right? That's important. All right, here we go. Let's pick it up. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. How long is everlasting life? It's not like a 60-month car loan, right? It's not till you mess up the first time or the 20th time. It's forever. Man, that's a big price paying right there. All right, let's keep on rolling. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's some powerful stuff. Our sin nature, our sin, remember he says he demonstrates his love in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He says all is sin and fall short of the glory of God. It was like we're on death row. Our sin brought us a death sentence to hell on death row. But Jesus comes with the pardon, right? He comes with the pardon. And when we receive that, when we say, wow, you know what? I do understand that my sin separates me from God, but I can make that right. We can make it right here today. See, this is the today type gospel. It never ages anything, but my prayer is that you make it yours today. Make it yours today. Let God's word transform your life, all right? I got to get some water on that one. God's provided a bridge from hell to heaven through Jesus. Why would we think about this? I want to paint this picture again. I'm a picture guy, you know. I got to see it at work, man. We're drawing all little stick men and stuff, and I go, oh, I got it, you know. So that's what we're going to do today. Can you imagine being found guilty and being on death row? And the governor says, I got the pardon. And you say, no, man, I don't want that. What? What? He says, you know what? We're going to disagree that your sin separates from God, and I want you to trust me, and Jesus is the pardon. I want you to just step on over here in faith. Man, why would we walk away from that? Why would we walk away from that? That's what it's all about, understanding what God did for you. I got one more illustration that a guy called me about probably about 3 weeks ago, and he shared this little illustration. I thought, man, that's kind of cool. He told me about a small Indian village, right? And this Indian village had a bunch of tribes around it, and they were having a lot of conflict and stuff like this. And what they started doing to the smaller village, they started really hunkering down, man. They wouldn't let the braves go out and get any food or anything like that. So their supplies were really getting cut off. So the head engine there, I guess, comes over and talks to the chief and says, hey, look, our supplies are really getting rationed out. He says, look, we're going to have to do something. I think somebody's stealing some of the supplies. And the chief gives the order. He says, look, anybody caught stealing these supplies, they're going to be severely beaten. You understand that? You take that out. That's the law. We're going to put that out. About a week later, right, he comes back and he grabs the chief and he says, hey, we found the thief. He said, bring him out here. All the people in the tribe were there. The chief comes out, said, here's your thief. It was his mother. So everybody's looking around. Well, is he going to let her slide? He wouldn't be a very good chief if he let her slide, right? Well, is he going to just say, well, that's okay this time? No, he already gave the decree. So what did they do? He gives the word to go ahead and take the punishment for the punishment. And they grab the old woman and they throw her down. And right before they get ready to start the beating, the chief comes up and he drops his robe and he lays his body over his mother and takes every lash for her that she deserved, that her breaking the law bought. But he loved her so much, that's what he did. You know, that's just a small picture of what God did for us, amen? That's a small picture. But I tell you, sometimes through things like that, we go, oh my gosh. You know, I just thought I'd share that illustration because to me, it shows this. It shows it's all about God's grace. God's grace. We already established that a wage, when we go to work, we get a wage, right? The Bible says that our wage or our works are like filthy rags. That's not going to cut it. What's going to cut it is this. It's coming to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, just because grace is cheap, I mean, grace is, by grace alone, just because grace doesn't cost us anything, don't think it's cheap. It costs God His best. And I want to read this right here. This is out of Ephesians 2, 8, 9. It says, for it is by grace you've been saved through faith, and this not of yourself. It is a gift to God. We're talking about God's gift today, guys. We're talking about God's gift today. It is not by works so that anyone can boast. That sums it up. We're not going to do enough to get it. And you know what? You might have been sitting on a church pew for 30 years and never heard this. And I hope that's not the case. But I'm going to tell you what, today you're hearing the truth. Today you're hearing the truth that will transform your life. And that's what it's all about. I want you to understand this. Christ gave it all. And not only that, it didn't cost us anything. But He brings us along through faith in Him. And that's the whole deal. I'm going to read one thing. I'm going to get Miss Tanya to slip up here and place a little music as we get ready to close out. And I appreciate everybody coming today. It says, made alive in Christ. This is in, if you want to mark your Bibles, in Ephesians chapter 2. He says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sin, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were all, by nature, objects of wrath. But because of His great love, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you've been saved through faith. Today, guys, we got a choice. We got a choice. That's what it's all about. It's about a choice today. Right here, right now. Because you know what? We don't want to pass another day by. We never know what's going on. You know, a lot of times there's young folks that think they got a long time to make a decision for Christ, but I'm gonna tell you what, if you ever look in the newspaper, there's a lot of people die real early. Okay? So I want you to know that this offered up to you today. And I want to go another step and tell you this. As cool as it is, as amazing that it is, salvation, knowing that God has plucked us from hell through a relationship with His Son, it gets better because He wants to start working in your life now and making a difference so you can share that. That's what the community center. We want to take it, the Word of God, a relationship with God, change your heart with that, change your family with that, change your community, and change the world because that's what it's all about. I'm going to tell you what legacy are you leaving? You think about, we go by, and I think about my grandparents, and I think about different things. And what would they say at the end of the day about Buddy Chapman? I would hope that they say one thing. He's a soul winner for Christ. You know why? Because I can't do it on my own. That's not lifting me up. That's lifting Christ up. And so you know what? He yielded His life to make a difference in other people's life. Because I'm going to tell you what. When God gets a hold of you, it's amazing. It's amazing. So you know what? Like we said today, Jesus is the greatest gift to God. And you have a choice. Will you receive His forgiveness? Because you know what? It's all paid in full for eternal life through Christ. That's the question. Well, Tanya's playing a little bit here. I'm going to just ask you guys a few questions, all right? if you die tonight, do you know for sure you go to heaven? And he said, well, buddy, I'm not so sure. I hear what you're saying, but what about this? What about this? I'm going to tell you what. Today's the day of salvation. It's that simple. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. He didn't say if you go to church all the time, give money in the pot, help a little old lady across the street, your good works are like filthy rags. The wages of sin are death. But I'm going to tell you what, right here, right now, this is what it's all about. We got to praise him, we got to share in his word, and now it's decision time, guys. Decision time. So I'm going to ask her to play a song, and I'm going to just ask everybody, just with their eyes closed, I want to pray for you right here, right now. Father, I just thank you for all you do and the opportunity today. And Lord, I just thank you so much that in you we have all we need. And if there's one here today that don't know for sure, Lord, I pray that you seal this message in their heart, that they can know that Jesus is the reason. Jesus is the one that bought us back out of that sin. So right here where you're at with your eyes closed and your hearts open, I want to ask you to ask this question. Is Jesus in my heart? Have I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life and forgive me of my sin? If you haven't, I'm going to tell you what, we can do it right here, right now. It's this simple. If this is your prayer, you just say it right where you're at by faith. Dear Lord, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. Father, today I trust Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And today, I'm going to make that mine. In Jesus' name. And we still have our eyes closed. I'm going to ask you guys something, just so we can identify and pray for you. If that was your prayer today, I'm going to say, slip your hand up. Nobody's going to come where you're at. Awesome. Because today is the day of salvation. Awesome. Now I'm going to go one step further. I always like to do this. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, and that was your prayer today, before you leave here, I want you to tell somebody, you know what, I prayed that prayer today, and today I know that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we got some information that we want to get to you to grow you in God's Word. But not only that, part two of the question is this. That's secure, man. We took care of that. God took care of that right here, right now. But are you walking in the fullness of what God bought for you? Are you walking in the fullness of what God's done for you? And you know what? It might be a time of regrouping and just say, you know what? If that's your prayer, and I'm going to raise my hand first. If that's my prayer, your prayer, I want you to just raise your hand with me. We're just going to go to God and say, Lord, Father, I want to be more like you. I want you to just work in my life, and I want you to use me in a mighty way. And I just praise you for all you've done and all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm going to tell you what. We're going to close out with a nice little song here. And I want to ask y'all something. Are you blessed?
Yes.
All right. You know why we're blessed? Because God demonstrates his love in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen? I pray. I'm going to get the crew back up here. Again, we're going to, you know, I tell you, if we keep the promise in, we got to hit it hard. We got to seal you up for a few more weeks, all right, with that. Guys, I'm going to tell you what. The service starts when you leave the door. You with me? You hear what I'm saying? The service starts when you leave the door. Because you know what? God's life-changing, transforming ability in our life will never, ever, ever, ever leave you to go it alone.